Our month is light has come, and the glory is risen through godly or positive character. We live in a world today of very, very, very negative character manifestations. A world where people have become commodities for trade. They call it human trafficking, and in fact, some cases, trading in human parts. But in that world, godly character is possible. But why is it necessary? Are we to maintain godly character only because we want to confirm that we are good Christians? Are we to maintain godly character just to please God? Or we are to maintain godly character so that we don't go to hell at the end? All of that is true. By their fruit we shall know them. So nobody can claim to be a Christian who doesn't manifest the fruits of Christianity. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. So nobody can please God with ungodly character. And without holiness, no man shall see God. So nobody can go to heaven without the character that is God-like. But the question is, beyond all of that, there are reasons why we must possess godly character. And we are going to look at it. Now look at 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8. He said, "For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come." That is, godly character is profitable first in the earth, before we talk of eternity. It has the promise of the life that now is. In this life, there is a reason why we must possess character that is godly before we talk of the life to come. Being godly puts you at an edge above someone who is not godly. And that is what we want to see. So, what will godliness do for me in the life that now is? Before we talk of the life to come, in the life that now is. I'm going to look at a few of the points. I'll look at the same points in the second service, except that I'll look at the second half of it. Number one, the necessity of godly character, number one. Godly character attracts the presence of God. And the presence of God equals the anointing. Godly character attracts the presence of God. It facilitates the presence of God. Psalm 24, verse 3 to 5, we just read. He said, "Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? Or who shall abide in his presence? He that is godly in character, he has clean hands. He has a pure heart. He has not lifted up his soul unto pride or arrogance or vanity. He is not a liar. He does not swear deceitfully. This is the person that can ascend into the presence of the Lord." People with godly character are effortless carriers of divine presence. They are effortless carriers of divine presence. When you come around them, you feel God. There is something about them that reminds you of God. They literally live in the presence of God, like Elijah said in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1. Before God, whom I stand. Godly character gives you a stand with God, a stand. You know, when you talk about a trade fair or something like that, and somebody says, I have a stand there, I have a stand here, I have a stand there. It gives you a stand with God. On the other hand, ungodliness deprives you of a stand with God. You are unable to stand in His face. You are unable to stand in His front. And of course, like we said, the presence of God equals the anointing. So godly character makes you a carrier of the anointing. You don't beg or struggle for the anointing. Number two, godly character imparts boldness, confidence, and the audacity of faith that may be needed in times of confrontation. Godly character imparts boldness, confidence, and the audacity of faith that may be needed in times of confrontation. When you are confronted by forces of wickedness, witchcraft, occultism, diabolism, godly character imparts boldness, confidence, and the audacity of faith that may be needed in times of confrontation. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 1 said, the wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous or the godly in character are bold as a lion. And what is a lion? Proverbs chapter 30 verse 30. The lion is the strongest among the beasts. And he turneth not away for anything. He turns not away for anything. He turns not away for anything. The truth is, to be godlike is to be fearless. To be godlike is to be fearless. Be godlike in character. I told you the story before. Where an elderly judge met me many years ago. I went to one of the states in Nigeria to preach. And the man said, he was sitting over a case where somebody killed another person, like a homicide or something. And the person was guilty, accused, was guilty as charged. And he was pressing the case to charge the guilty person. They tried to influence him and influence the judgment. He was resolute. So they became diabolical. They went diabolical. That is why people in those kind of places need a lot of help from God. He said he will come to court, and when it comes to that particular case, his hand will be vibrating. He will be shaking. So he came to me and said, Pastor, I need prayer. I want to do the right thing. Then he said to me, I want you to pray for me, because he said, I have been a judge for almost 30 years. I've been on the bench for almost 30 years. If I have taken one naira as bribe to influence any case, let whatever they are doing work against me. He said, but if I have not taken one dime to influence any case at all in the course of my career, then they have failed. Pray for me. That is the audacity, the boldness. the confidence, the audacity of faith that godly character imparts. Where you can say, go to hell, witches and wizards. If I have hurt another person before, you can hurt me. If I have taken what belongs to another, you can take what is mine. That is what it does. It just makes you audacious. It makes you ferocious. Guilt punctures confidence. I prophesy to somebody here today that the grace to maintain such a character that can give you such audacity, that grace be released upon you right now in the name of Jesus. That's godly character number two. Number three, godly character is critical for answered prayer. Is critical for answered prayer. Godly character grants you the access to God that is needed for answered prayer. Access to God that is needed for answered prayer. Access to God that is needed for answered prayer. Access to God. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1 to 2. Isaiah 59 1 to 2. He said, Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. So once your character is not godly, the access to God that will make you heard is not there. James chapter 5 and in verse 16. James 5 and in verse 16. He said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, of a righteous man availeth much. The man has to be righteous for his prayer to avail. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. You know, there are many things that I think that crosses my mind many times. To myself, I said, if I cannot say a thing and expect you to believe that what I said is true. If you can't hold me to the word I spoke to you, how do I expect to hold God to the word he said? That's my operation. If I promised you something and I don't do it, deliberately decided not to do it, how do I expect God to promise me and do it? The keeping of your word imparts potency to your faith. Your own word. I expect God to be true to his word. If I can be true to my word. Can I give you another bomb? I expect to approach God without fear. If my children can approach me without fear. I expect God to be kind to me if I am kind to my wife. I expect God to be kind to me if I am kind to my family. That is why many people are struggling on their spiritual journey and wondering why things, they can't figure things out. God, it gives you access. It imparts your faith. It also imparts your prayer life. He said, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. What you wish that men do unto you, do unto them. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I receive your help. I receive your help. I receive your help. I receive your help to possess godly character. See the truth? If I cannot be reliable, I cannot expect God to be reliable. It's just subconscious. So godly character is critical for answered prayer. Number four, godly character is a potent witnessing tool. Potent witnessing tool. Potent witnessing tool. It is necessary as a tool of witnessing to bring the unsaved to the Lord. In our workforce meeting, we talked in this direction yesterday. In Matthew chapter 5, and in verse 14, and then verse 16, he said, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father. Good works. Not evil works, not bad deeds, good works. And then they are pointed to your Father, which is in heaven. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 to 2. Look at this. He said, likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, that is, if your husband is an unbeliever, for example, and is not concerned about your preaching, they also may be won without the word, not with your preaching now. They may be won by the conversation. That word conversation in the Greek is manner of life. They may be won by the manner of life of the wives, by the behavior of the wives, by the character of the wives. If you get another translation, it will make that word clear. That word conversation, it will pull it out very clear. Maybe the Living Bible or the. In the same way, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, subordinate not as inferior, but out of respect for the responsibilities entrusted to husbands and their accountability to God, and so partner with them, so that even if some do not obey the word of God, they may be won over to Christ without discussion. Without discussion, by the godly lives of their wives. So you can win people without discussion by your character. You can win your boss in the office by your character. You can win your family members by your character. You can win your colleagues in the office by your character. You are not saying anything. They are just seeing you. They are just watching you. They are just observing you. And I said yesterday that the Christian is the Bible of the unbeliever. The believer is the Bible of the unbeliever. Unbelievers don't have Bibles. If they have, they don't read it. You are the Bible of the unbeliever. They are watching you. They are watching your life. They are watching how you do the things. That is why godly character is potent. It's a potent witnessing tool. Many Christians cannot talk to anybody because their action already cancels their talk. We hear that action speak louder than voice. Many people have raised even rebellious children because their character, their action, their physical action and manifestation is contrary Even there are wives who are angry against God because of the behavior of the so-called husband who is meant to portray God the Father to them. And vice versa. But that will never be our portion. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say the Lord must amen. Please understand it's a potent witnessing tool. Number five, godly character releases human potentials. It releases human potentials. Oh no. All right. I've jumped a point. I think I'll follow it in the other in which. All right, let's take number five and take that as number six. Number five, godly character is a weapon of defense. It's a weapon of defense against the wickedness of the adversary. It's a weapon of defense against the wickedness of the adversary. That is different from the point of boldness. Now, in Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 14, the Bible said, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness is a breastplate. It's a body armor. It's a missile shield. The devil, the enemy, is not permitted to transgress your life at will. You are not permitted to be brought down by a straying arrow. You are not permitted to be fallen by wicked arrows of witchcraft. Joshua chapter 7 verse 8. Joshua crying, saying, oh Lord, what shall I say when Israel turned their backs before their enemies? The godly is not permitted to turn his back on the enemy. And this happened because Achan was in their midst. Achan manifested ungodly character. And that ungodly character made Israel to turn their back and the enemy is pursuing, which is out of order. It's an armor, it's a weapon. It's a weapon. When you move in the realm of the spirit, there is something on your chest that is not, that doesn't permit the arrows to pierce. But when you are fraudulent and you are dubious and so forth, you tamper with that body armor. The enemy is not allowed to trespass. There was a man that left wife and children in Lagos and came to Abuja here, became very committed church-wise and otherwise and every otherwise. Thing got married to somebody else without official marriage, raising another family here. That man had an arrow. And the first word that came out of, I think that it was his father. Oh, this strange devil has finally finished his son. Narrow. It will never be your portion. It will never be your portion. I said it will never be your portion. The enemy is not permitted to trespass in the life of the godly and of the righteous. It's a body armor. It's a body armor. Finally, godly character releases human potentials. Now you understand that God made man in his image. The closer we get to God, the closer we get to our full potentials. The closer you get to God, the closer you get to your full potential. Let me say it another way. The more you look like God, the more of your potentials will be unleashed. Look at Proverbs chapter 25, verse 4. Proverbs 25 and in verse 4. It says, take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer. Remove the impurity from the silver, and you will get the best of it. What is the meaning of that? The best of gold or silver will come out when impurities are removed from them. The best of gold. If you want the full potential of gold, remove everything from the gold that is not meant to be there. Hallelujah. If you look into scripture, you will see examples of people like Joseph. Joseph was the one who said, I fear God. Genesis 42 and in verse 18. And that man walked in such level of potential than any other person in his day. Paul the apostle was the one who said, I've coveted no man's silver, gold, or apparel. Acts chapter 20, I believe, verse 35. That man walked in such realm. I think from verse 29 to, from verse 34 to 35. He walked in such realm. He walked in all, 33. I have coveted no man's silver, gold, or apparel. I am not a thief. I'm not looking for somebody's thing to steal. He walked in such realm of anointing. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, design of spirit, everything. He was apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Everything. Why? Because he maintained godly character. In the same way that the best of gold cannot come out if there are impurities inside it, in that same way, the best of man can never come out if there are impurities inside. Someone say a loud amen. So, why is godly character necessary? Number one, godly character attracts the presence of God, and the presence of God equals the anointing. Number two, godly character imparts boldness, confidence, and the audacity of faith that may be needed in times of confrontation. Three, godly character is critical for answered prayer. Number four, godly character is a potent witnessing tool. Number five, godly character is a weapon of defense against the adversary. Number six, godly character releases human potentials. What is our conclusion? For quality life on earth and eternity in heaven. Quality life on earth and eternity in heaven. Godly character is non-negotiable. For quality life on earth, for eternity in heaven, there is no negotiation of godly character. Thank you, Master. Lift up your hands and just worship him. Makosto baradegala gayela labra. Draw me nearer, nearer to thee, Lord. Draw me nearer, nearer to thee. Nearer, my God, nearer to thee, Lord. Draw. Thy song every day, thy song every day, Father, draw me near.
what to do. My song every day, my song every day. Father, draw me in your love.
Lift up your hands and your voices everywhere you are and begin to speak to God. Draw me nearer. Draw me nearer. Help me with godly character. Deliver me from ungodliness. Deliver me from unrighteousness. Deliver me from every lifestyle that does not please you. Deliver me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Have mercy upon me. Deliver me, Lord. Draw me closer to you. Have mercy on me. Forgive me my sins and help me to be a new person today.
Lift your voice and sing, I need thee.
You are holy, Lord. Open your mouth and just lift up your voice and begin to pray in the spirit right now. I perceive revival, revival, revival. I perceive revival. Out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. I perceive revival, revival. I perceive the touch of God. I perceive revival. The move of God, the hand of God. In the shatter, the dissipation of the spirit of God. I perceive revival. I perceive revival. I perceive revival. The blood of God. Everywhere you are, there is a visitation of the Spirit, a visitation of fire, a visitation of healing, a visitation of deliverance. I see the Lord changing the garments of people, garments of filthiness, garments of depression, garments of death, garments of disfavor and rejection. I see the arrows of witchcraft, arrows of destruction, be retrieved and refired back to hell. I see a change of story. Are you ready to receive? Lift up your hands. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. And you are receiving what God has for you here this morning. There are people coming out of the graves and coming out of the pit and coming out of the cage. Yet as our cancers are dying, tuberculosis is dying, HIV is drying up, hepatitis is drying, body parts are being released. Yes, Lord, lift your hands high. Mahasharada, Mahashataya, Father, let the fire fall. Receive the visitation, receive the encounter. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3. Your name is Lord. Lift your hands. I see masquerade spirits running. unclean spirits running, spirits of impersonation running, the spirit of the dead running. Lift your hands, and when I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive it in. You are receiving the visitation of God. Receiving the visitation of God. Father, let it happen. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. To honor you, to adore you, be thou glorified. Thank you. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. I see diverse healings, diverse deliverance, diverse breakthroughs, diverse liberty took place already. Everywhere you are, that garment was removed from your body. You rush forward here. That coffin was set on fire. You rush forward here. You were pulled out of the grave and out of the pit. You rush forward here. Father, thank you. That masquerade trooped out of your body. That dark shadow left your life. You rush forward here. And someone who came in with the arrow on the chest, the right side of the chest, that arrow of disease and disaster and pain and danger just left you now. Return back to where it came from. That waist condition, lower waist, is gone right now. Somebody with a tooth condition, terrible tooth condition and jaw, it's just gone right now. You have removed the tooth before, but the devil is afflicting you with that tooth condition. It is removed right now. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. You are worthy to be praised, to be honored and adored, oh Lord. You are worthy. Everybody, body, 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 sing. You are worthy to be praised, to be honored. Sing it two more times. You are worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 Lord. To be praised, to be honored. You are worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy to be praised, to be honored and honored. One more time. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Something is happening here this morning. Yes, tell me what happened.
Sir, amazing. You said garments will be removed from people. This is our brother. He's so much overwhelmed with tears. He saw a black garment being removed from him. When I now investigated further, he's married for 13 years, no issue. He's the first son. Nothing is happening in his life that he can attest. For his life has been a laundry man and all the businesses has been doing. Now the government has been removed out of him.
I prophesy to somebody, are you ready for this? What I say unto one, he said, I say unto all. Every evil garment of disfavor, garment of rejection. Are you ready for this prayer? Say after me, say every evil garment of disfavor, of rejection, of depression, of destruction, of destruction in my life. Today is your end. Oh, you garment, catch fire. Catch fire, 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 fire.
Fire, Mahashadow Diamond. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. It is set on fire.
Take your seat. Somebody that has a right hand that is appearing like it's losing feeling, getting paralyzed with pain. I'd like you to move that hand now, whether it is stroke or whatever it is. Move that hand now, right hand, and confirm it is healed. And if it is healed, you rush to the front here. Confirm. Yes, what happened?
Sir, an evil garment. She said a dark evil garment just lifted up from her life.
Come over here, madam. Lift up your hands. Not just that evil garment, but I take authority over that evil bird following your life and following your destiny. I set that bird on fire. As the garment is set on fire right now, in the name of Jesus. Somebody stand up on your feet and take authority over every monitoring spirit. Every spirit monitoring your life, where your victory is about to happen, where your testimony is about to be shared. And then that evil spirit monitoring frustrates that testimony. Lift your voice and say after me, say in the name of Jesus.
Every evil
monitoring spirit after my life, today is your end. Oh, you evil monitoring spirit, you are arrested and set on fire. Catch fire. Open your mouth and pray. Evil monitoring spirit. Evil monitoring spirit. Monitoring my life, monitoring my destiny. You are set on fire. 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 My shadow. In the name of Jesus. Tell me.
This is frightening.
Tell me about the monitoring bird.
This is frightening. I just asked her, I said, do you ever see any bird following you? She said, yes. She sees a monitoring bird following her with big eyes, following her everywhere she goes.
Everywhere she goes.
Yes, it destroyed her marriage 18 years ago. And interestingly, yesterday after home church, as she was leaving, she said she saw that husband that left her driving a bus past.
Stop over here. Will you stand up on your feet or not? While they were talking about the garment, I was in the bed. Stand up on your hands. Stand up on your feet. Lift your hands again. And say after me, every monitoring devil following my life with big eyes. I command your eyes blinded right now. And you monitoring spirit, you are set on fire. Now! Set on fire. Set on fire. Open your mouth and pray, 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 set on fire. Set on fire. You are 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 set on fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. Tell me what happened.
The chains were just broken off his life right now. He saw the chains breaking off and he's free.
Lift up your hands. Be free. In Jesus' precious name.
In an encounter, she saw you pray for
people. As I pray for this man, I take authority over the spirit of ulcer. Everyone here today with an ulcer condition, I declare it's gone. Now, check the ulcer situation and confirm that you are healed. Also confirm from him. If there is any ulcer situation or chest condition. Now go ahead.
A burning sensation. As you are praying for people, she felt a fire pass through her abdomen. She's been trusting God for fruit of the womb. And she knows today that God has...
Lift up your hands. Receive your fruit of the womb. Jesus' precious name.
He said he's had a running battle with ulcer. In fact, for as long as he can remember.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Just like that. Step up here. running battle with ulcer for as long. Can you stand up on your feet and say, Father,
Father,
excavate,
excavate
every mystery,
mystery
in my life,
in my life,
everything in my life,
in my life
that is not of you.
Not of
let
you.
It be exposed and expelled now. Fire all the Holy Ghost. 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 Fire all the Holy Ghost.
Brother Daniel,
in the name of Jesus,
he's
done.
He's a car dealer and into
real estate. Please sit down, people.
For the past 4 years, the business went into doldrums. Nothing's coming out of it. As we shouted and received, she saw a black garment on him set on fire and replaced with a white garment with a golden knitting on it. And he believed the restoration has come.
Everyone who is wearing a garment of wretchedness here, are you ready to set it on fire? The garment of wretchedness and empty-handedness. Lift your voice and pray this prayer after me. Say, every garment of wretchedness and empty-handedness around my life, you are set on fire. Now! Jesus, everything that is yours that the enemy held back, I declare it released. And every enemy affliction, declare it gone. Chain on the leg, tying you to the same spot, translating into a physical sensation or affliction, pain. Go! Tell you all about it. Metumakagi Eze Metumakagi Akagi 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 Eze Ekwe Kwalaka Kamdiro Tuawela Metumakagi. I see altars catching fire. Can you stand up and say them? Can you stand up on your feet? Ekwe kwala kwalaka. Kandiro tuawela. Metinu makage. La ya 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 ya. Ekwe kwala kwalaka. Kandiro tuawela. Metinu makage. Lift your voice and say after me, say every demonic altar,
every demonic altar
fighting my life,
fighting my life,
fighting my destiny,
fighting my destiny,
anywhere you are,
anywhere you are.
Oh, you altar, catch fire,
fire,
fire, fire. Let me take that one.
Yes. So, why pray for him? He took authority over chain on his leg, resulting into physical affliction.
Yes.
He said it's very, very accurate.
that used to see chain on his leg resulting into all manner of sicknesses, including moving objects and waist pain.
Lift your hands.
Somebody say after me, say, every demonic chain and bondage around my life, today is your end. All you chain around my finances. Are you ready to pray that one? All you chain around my finances, around my career, around my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Chains, break now. Break. Break. Let us take it about our horizons. Let us see Fredida and Hugaras. Let us set a free guy and Tazora. Let us see the Gina, let us see the Gorana. Let us see the Ritus to Rapi, Sina Galaris. Let us see the Rome de Alara, Tesla. Let us see the Galara Tassara. Change you are broken. Change you are broken. Change you are broken. In the name of Jesus, as the chains were broken on that man's leg, you came in here crippled or paralyzed. The chain that tied you down is also broken. Stand up and walk from where you are and walk forward. You have a crutch or a stick, you can lift it up and walk forward. The chain on your leg, on your feet is also broken. The chain on your leg, on your feet is also broken. Carry your stick and your cane, lift it up and walk from where you are and walk all the way to the front. You came on a wheelchair, stand up and walk. You couldn't walk before. You brought somebody. Stand him up. Let him walk. Tell me what happened here.
Yes, sir.
So please take your seat, people.
Our sister said she had a dream last night where she saw, though her dad is still alive, but saw that the father died in the dream last night. And her uncle, who is currently late, was in that dream, and it was a setting of a funeral or something. She woke up from that encounter pained and was in tears. This morning, while you took authority over the spirit of death, and then at the shout of I receive, she saw the uncle, who was already dead, took to his heels and saw the father coming out from a grave. It looks like a transaction that already is concluded and God just reversed.
Anybody that has been planned for death, whether it's your brother, your sister, your father, any calculation and orchestration of death for your family, for your loved ones, I declare that death is canceled. That man walking can be brought closer here. And lift your hands and say after me, say, every death spirit hovering around my life, around my family, around my destiny, around my loved ones. Oh, you death spirit, you are arrested and released back to hell. In the name of Jesus, on your mask, get set, shall go. We command every coffin to be set on fire. Every coffin to be set on fire. Oh, every coffin to be set on fire. Sing that Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire. We set the coffins on fire. Holy Ghost fire, 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 Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire,
I see the release of the release of divine supplies that have been withheld for years. The release of children. The release of your husband. The release of your resources. The release of your properties. The release of the mantle you've been trusting God for. And I see the spirit of depression dying right now. I see suicidal tendency disappearing back to hell. Someone somewhere in East Africa, you are being set free from that depression. Whether you are in Kenya or you are in Ethiopia or you are in Uganda, wherever you are, that spirit of depression, that suicidal thought, I cast it out to hell in the name of Jesus. And everyone here today, the garment of depression is leaving you. And what Jehovah has in store for you is being released now. Go. Receive your husband, receive your wife, receive your job, receive your withheld payment. Lift your hands, Father, let it be. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, I receive. Open your mouth and receive. Receive all that is yours. Thank you, Master. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Tell me what happened here.
Yes, sir. You gave the word for a person or a group of persons with either a tooth or teeth extracted.
Yes.
And then with pains, that word brought out these four persons.
This wow. lady, the tooth to come. The lady, the teeth, the girl healed of the tooth. Come.
Lift up your hands. Thank you, Father, because it is done. Power! Jesus, and she's healed too. Give the Lord the praise. Yes, what happened here? We're going to move faster now.
Sir, this mama, told the daughter today that, take me to Dunamis. Take me to Dunamis. I might not be able to speak English well, but take me to Dunamis. She came in with hypertension, diabetes, palpitations.
For the past 19 years.
I didn't even know she's in church.
I see your mother too.
Yeah, she's my mom. So I was praying for her over there when I saw her on the last
morning.
She told me this morning, she said, you need to bring me here. I can't speak English, but just bring me here. I told her, mommy, I'm having a major role in the church this morning. I can't come. She said, no, just bring me. Because I know my healing is here this morning. Lo and behold, as soon as she stepped her feet in the church, she said, my daughter, my healing is here now. And she's made all from her body, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Mama kept on telling
me. Listen to me. Listen, before you talk, hold on.
All of us, hold on. All of us, hold on.
All of you, hold on. All of you, hold on.
The four of us, hold on. Keep quiet first.
Mother, lift up your hand. This woman should have run mad.
Yes.
She would have turn her clock.
You're very correct.
That her twin sister died.
The twin sister has been calling her. She said, come and join me in the land of the dead. She said, I am not dying. My mommy do morning cry every morning and they attack her again. I said, woman, you must die. My mother will not die.
And that was that was the conclusion. Tell me about that madness thing. She was to run mad and pull her cloth.
He
stands.
Hey! Stand up on your feet, everybody. We give you glory, 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 glory. Insanity. Even yourself. When you were going to university.
I ran mad overnight. This is my mom. I ran mad overnight.
She ran mad overnight. In the university. And your own child also ran mad the other day.
That you prayed for.
Yes.
Because they saw in the exam or she started going crazy.
She told me just that. Even her granddaughter.
Yes.
Grandmad, you're that. Stand up on your feet and lift your voice. Say every family altar. Somebody.
Every family
say it louder.
Altar.
Every family altar.
Every family altar.
Fighting my life.
Fighting my life.
And my destiny.
And my destiny.
Anywhere you are.
Anywhere you are.
All you altar.
All you altar.
Catch fire.
Catch fire.
Fire. Fire. We need to round off. Time is racing to the next service. What affected your mother will not affect you. What affected your siblings will not affect you. What is ravaging others in your family will never be your portion. Shout the loudest, amen. Yes, what happened?
Incredible, sir. Arrows of death checking back to hell at the speed of light. Our brother Kolade said he went to the village, returned on Thursday with pain in the chest. Right now, that pain has checked back to hell and the chest is free. He said he woke up this morning, sir, with chest in the pain, unable to breathe. Right now, that pain has checked back. The arrow, rather, has checked back to hell, and the chest is free. And right. our brother testimony said, since 2015, unable to breathe because of arrow in the chest, and unable to sleep properly. But right now, sir, that arrow has checked back to hell.
Lift up your hands, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Power of the Holy Ghost.
It's over forever now. We can just take this and run them.
Sir, this man, for 6 months, couldn't walk without the aid of this stick. He broke the waist, but while you make
the waist.
While you make declaration that anybody that is here, you came in here with a stick and you couldn't walk, lift it up and begin to walk. He lifted it up and he started walking, and he walked all the way from the back and is here free, standing to the glory of God.
Wow.
He had a spinal spondylosis. For 1 year, he couldn't walk without this stick. But right now, he walked all the way to the front here and is free right now, standing to the glory of God.
When you were coming to church, sir, how were you walking with this stick? How you take waka? Show us. How you walk with him? Yes. Show us. Yes, come. How you walk with him? Like this. Okay, show us how you walk now. Walk there now.
He broke his waist.
Come forward, yes, sir.
Take one at the most because of
paralysis time. Too healed.
Just a moment. That is congratulations. Paralysis.
Paralysis of the left side. She said that the whole leg, the hand, she couldn't move it. Her child brought her today and had to aid her to come into church. So she said, when pastor say receive, she thought say she received. Now so the thing come out for her leg.
Not a sleep attack.
In the night, I know they sleep. Attack, affliction.
As pastor say, receive. Now, what's it happen?
That the person will come hold my leg. Now, come down like this. Now, come leave me.
Person come down like this.
Did the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise?
Number of testimonies here in this front,
yes,
and we are unable to take all of them right now,
yes,
because of time. But we are going to celebrate their testimonies.
Sir, all the cases you mentioned on this side, about 12. On this side, we have about 27. What did you say? And healings, ulcer, peptic ulcer diseases, afflictions, breathing disorders, all manner of drastic miracles, sir. They are all healed.
Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise.
Celebrate the King of Kings as they dance back to their seat. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Everywhere you are this morning, you heard the word of God on godly character, and you saw the move of God and the miracles and the signs and the wonders, and you are in need of surrender of life to Jesus. Wherever you are, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Everyone who prayed that prayer, and even if you didn't pray that prayer, but you know you need to give your life to Jesus, you need your sins forgiven, you need today to mark a new day for you. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly rush to the front here. I'll give you the count of 10. Pastor, I heard the word of God today, and I saw the miracles, and I saw the wonders and the signs, and I know I need God in my life. I need my sins forgiven. I need Jesus to be Lord over my life. Quickly, rush to the frontier. One, and don't be the last to come, be the first to come. Rush to the frontier. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags, carry everything you came to church with. Two.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give my soul.
Three. Coming forward, you are bound by an addiction, a lifestyle, something you are battling with to overcome. You say, Lord, I need help. I need mercy to be free of addictions, of drunkenness, of tobacco, of alcohol, of masturbation. I want to be free of lesbianism, of homosexuality, whatever it is you want to be free of. Quickly pick your Bibles and pick your bags and run to the front right now and receive freedom. I'll give you another count of 10. Quickly, keep going. One.
I am your own. I am your own.
Two. Your hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I ask for forgiveness for my sins. Today, it is my decision to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace, Lord,
to live for you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken and the grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Someone say aloud, amen.